stories.
All right, Max Anstey, perfect season, number 99, like Wayne Gretzky. I'm sure you're not familiar with Gretzky, but I've been comparing you to Gretzky.
Nice. No, I'm football.
Hockey.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Great one.
I have watched a little bit of... I've watched a little bit of the... I don't know each person, but I do try, especially... My wife liking Tampa and the Lightning and all that and those. So when I was in Vancouver, I'm going off topic on the start of this interview, but I went to Vancouver in 2018 after the Motocross Nations, not thinking I'd ever be, you know, coming to race America again. So we went traveling, went to Vancouver, went to Banff, and we went to watch the
Canucks
and Maple Leafs, maybe, or something. Yeah. It was a big game. Okay. Mate, those boys were smashing each other into the walls. It was really cool. Anyway,
Gretzky made 99 famous, and you are too. So a little bit of debate with myself and Lewis Phillips about your perfect season on whether it's continuing or not, because we did lose Super Bowl tonight.
Yeah.
I say it goes on. I say this doesn't matter. You swept all three. We're going perfect season still.
I don't know. I don't mind if you say that it doesn't carry on either. It takes a bit of the, everyone keeps talking about it. But no, good. I'm pleased with my performances in the races because I am feeling like I'm locked in. Even today, every race has had its challenges. Like, today there was a lot going on. Like, I just felt like I was rushed in like, even just breakfast, getting to the track. Like, I didn't have my full routine down. Yep. And I know it's weird, but this is what I've been talking about. Like, doing these races is so good because not every weekend obviously, if you're 450 guy and you've got 17 rounds, but to win a championship in the US, you've got to perform no matter what, and can't always be perfect. I'm always searching for that, you know, magic, but it's not always like that. So, for me to be able to turn it on, make some good passes, have some good motos, and man, it was hot out there. That was through another wrench in the works, another spanner in there, because it was definitely taking its toll. Like, legs were hurting, the boys were definitely. Even goggles got sweat on them, like silly things that we haven't had. Overall performance was good, and looking forward to next week in Sweden.
So, kind of wasn't sure if you're going to make the pass on Shane or not. Obviously, you've been better, but track only allowed you to push so hard, right?
Yeah.
And it was only 12 lapper, and I'm like, I don't know. Where did you think you made some time up on him?
He was really strong for the 6-7. I think his mechanic put 8 laps on the pit board, and then I was like, right, we're hurting a little bit. I knew we'd done a good gap on the other boys.
Yeah.
It was hard for me to send. I felt like I had extra in the whoops, but I was scared to send the whoops and get squirrely and go into him because he was going right in the middle.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to go left side and I didn't want to go fully right if I got squirrely. So I was able to get alongside. And I think he thought I was going to cut down because I cut down the 2 laps before.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that one, I was like, just enough.
Yeah.
I was like, the berm looks good. I'm sending it.
Yeah.
It was cool. I also pulled the quad out. I knew I had it from the Super Pole, but I didn't do it the first two mains. But Shane was like, the pace was high those first few. And then I had the quad and I could just relax a little and kind of then put all my focus into executing the whoop. So... Of course, Shane's a great rider. He's got number one on his bike for a reason, and he's been a fantastic 250 rider in his career. And, you know, even Enzo, like, man, he's got some speed, Cody Shock. The boys are good and experienced, and they don't do silly things. Like, they're solid. So I knew Shane was going to be there. I do feel like, shout out to Gareth Swanepoel, my training, you know, all right, I've been away from boot camp doing these races, but my actual base is very, very strong. Like, I'm happy pushing that. Like, if I had to do a 15 plus one,
yep.
I'm solid. Like, I do feel like I've got lap after lap in me. And of course, these races are helping my intensity and the kind of heat race sprint speed, which is more of what I needed anyway. So,
sure.
Pleased and pleased with the performance.
The one thing about the quad, last question for you. The one thing about the quad, I don't think you were gaining as much as I thought on Shane. I'm like, it should be faster. Except the lap that you got him, you did it, and you railed that turn.
Yeah.
And, dude, that was the gap. I was like, okay, maybe he wasn't nailing that turn yet.
Well, when I was behind him, I was honestly, I didn't want him to clip the 3 and single slow cut down and then me just, like, clip his back wheel.
You had to be.
So I was kind of going, yeah, and I was kind of, in a weird way, using it as a rest. Like, I was going, yeah, breathing and then trying to get close, but not too close. But then that lap, I thought, I've got to execute and I'm gonna gap now. I'm gonna send a lap. And I knew I had to execute that and execute the whoops. And then I had a 2 second gap. And then I was like, okay, the race is, now I can manage.
Crush that turn. And then it was kind of over from there. All right, man. Well, yeah, good job so far. You've been doing a great job. So Sweden and South Africa, which one are you looking forward to?
Well, I mean, now all the flights have been cancelled getting back to America. So I'm not really looking forward to the next week of travel. But South Africa would be cool. I've never been there. Sweden's cool because it's Europe.
Yeah.
But it's going to be snowing. So I'm not sure how that's going to be. It's going to be freezing and jet lag. So probably South Africa more over Sweden, but we shall see. Always fun to race back in Europe. So,
sorry, this is the last question. Do we know if you're doing East or West?
You know what it's like with these teams. Yep. I mean, Levi Kitchen race practice on West, and I wouldn't be surprised if Bobby sends us all to do free practice. And then, no, I don't know. I would love to do West. I think it makes sense for me to do West after this. Yeah. This it would make sense. But you know these decisions with these big teams. I would be ready for West, whether I race West or not. I want to do West. If it happens, if it doesn't happen, it's not my
cool. Good job. Congrats.
Perfect. Thank you.